My name is Alexandra Helmstetler, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R-A-H-L-M-X, wait, H-E-L-M-S-T-E-T-L-E-R, and I am recording an interview with...
Hi, my name is Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, and then my last name, Munoz, M-U-N-O-Z.
And where are you from?
I'm from Weslaco, Texas, or Mercedes, Texas, around that area, but I was born in Michigan, Grand Rapids, and was raised in the Valley.
Okay. The date is September 28th, 2024, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 24th Tamalada Festival. And so I'm going to start this interview by asking you, what do tamales mean to you?
Tamales to me means community, coming together with my family. My family makes tamales from scratch, and whenever we come together, we try to make different types of tamales, whether it's with beef or pork or chicken, or a lot of kids nowadays in my family just like the masa, so we'll just make the masa. And we'll make it a lot of different ways depending on the occasion too. We'll make it with banana leaves, we'll make it with corn leaves. It just depends on the occasion. But when I think of tamales, I think of coming together with my family, being able to celebrate something that's bigger than ourselves.
And do you have like a certain person that you associate it with?
I associate it with the women in my family, specifically my grandmother and my mom. They are the ones who teach me or taught me how to make tamales, but it's hard to say that a specific person comes to mind when I think of tamales, because whenever we do it, it's all of the women, it's my tías, it's my cousins, it's siblings, but it's all just women, and I feel like uniting women, if anything.
And so, what kind of traditions do you have whenever you're making tamales?
So, we'll have to prepare everything. Everybody's assigned a different task to do. And we'll bring together the ingredients, and at first it'll be frustrating and we'll get tired and we'll lose our patience and it'll be difficult, but towards the end when we're hangry and we finally have the opportunity to eat the tamales, like, it is just completely worth it.
And so do you have like a particular holiday or like season or like someone's birthday that you make tamales for?
For sure, during the fall season, because we have Dia de los Muertos, we have Thanksgiving, we have Christmas, we have New Year's, and so we will always make an excuse to make tamales, but that is when I remember us making it the most.
Mm-hmm. And so, how do you prepare the tamales? Like, what do you put in it? Like, is there like a certain leaf that you like?
Yes, so we use corn flour, and we'll use that masa, and I don't fully know how they make it completely because it's their own family recipe and not there yet, but they'll mix the masa together and then they'll get like either the banana leaf or the corn leaf and they'll spread it on there. They'll put the meat in there. I know a couple of my tías also like to put different things like cheese or beans, but it's just a matter of preference. And then we fold it up and we put them all together in this pot. And my grandma actually has a specific place where she makes the tamales, and it's like its own little building. And so she'll have this fireplace and she'll put the huge bin of tamales onto the fireplace and let it cook for a couple of hours, and then we'll take it out and then we'll enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And so, what tools do you use whenever you're making tamales?
I like to think that we're more of like natural family. My grandma has her own banana trees since we live in Mexico, and the only thing that we use that is really store-bought is just the corn leaves. But we'll have corn, we'll grind them up, we'll make it into masa, and she has chickens, she has like a small little farm, so she'll use the animals that we have for the tamales, and usually it's just our hands. Like, when it comes to like the masa, we will make it with our hands in this huge pot and we'll mix it all together with our hands. Obviously sanitary, we will wash our hands, mix it all together. We use a spoon to add it onto the tamales, and then we'll spread it over, and then we'll put another layer of spoon with the protein or the meat, onto the tamales, and then we'll fold it up. But yeah, you don't really need that many tools to use it. It's just your hands and people.
And so whenever you're eating tamales, like, is there a particular way you guys serve it, or like serve it with anything on the side?
Yes. Usually we'll serve it with rice and beans or pico de gallo, or sometimes we'll even have like carne asada, but that's just like for bigger family events. It just depends who's there and how many people are there to help out, because we need people to help out. But yeah, usually it's just rice and beans and pico de gallo.
And what's your favorite type of tamale?
Ooh, I like the banana leaf ones with chicken. And I like to add a little bit of spice onto mine. Like, my grandma will make her own little salsa and we'll put it onto it. But I can only put a little bit because my grandma's spicy sauce. Oh my god, it's so bad.
What does she make the sauce with?
I have no idea. She will not tell anybody. But I know it's chile from her garden.
Okay.
Yes.
And so you said that you had made like a bunch of different types of tamales.
Yeah.
What's the most unusual tamale filling that you've ever seen or made?
It was just the combination that threw me off. It was different types of cheeses. It was beans. And then it was, oh my god, yeah, that is just one of them. I personally don't like cheese and beans inside my tamales. I like to have them outside. But another weird one is they made sweet tamales. Like, they will put different, like, canela, which is cinnamon. They will put, like, fruits in them, too, and try to make, like, the masa sweet, too. And to me, like, tamales, I don't think of sweetness, but when they made it, like, it just shocked me, because you can make tamales with anything.
Mm-hmm. And so, how do you eat tamales?
I'm very specific about how I eat my tamales. I will open only one layer of the tamal, and it won't have any meat. It'll just be, like, a little bit of excess of the masa that we have. And so I'll take the strip off of the masa and then I'll eat it, and that is like my appetizer for my tamale. And I'll unfold the other one and then I cut it into like different layers and then I'll just eat it.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing your experiences with our collection, and thank you just like in general for like, you know, sitting down with us and sharing your memories. And we hope that you had a good time with us, and so thank you for joining us.
Of course.